Call to order this meeting of the Lindsay City Council and direct the clerk to take roll.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Here.
Councilmember Watson is absent with notice. Councilmember Flores.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Here.
Mayor Kimball.
Here. Thank you. Would all please stand while Mayor Pro Tem Cortez leads us in the flag salute.
Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is public comment. The public is invited to comment on any subject under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council, other than notice public hearing. So if you're here for the public hearing, just hold on. The speakers should give the clerk a filled out speaker card and clearly state their name at the podium to begin. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes each with no more than 30 minutes for the total comment period, unless otherwise indicated by the mayor. Anyone wishing to address the council during public comment?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Sinclair, Sinclair Media. I wanted to go over a few things. I was looking over a few things on social media, and I was brought back at a younger day. And I remember coming up with a story, and it was the very first episode of X-Files, and it bloomed and blossomed into something great and something astronomical, and around that time, my family, we went on a vacation at the beach, and I got to relax a bit. We spent some time at Hearst Castle, and I got to swim for a few hours, and it was a beautiful time, and times change, I got to thinking about a few other things that I've been a part of, and I'm also the founder of Univision, and when people come across me, they ask me a few questions about, why are you running for city council, and I just want to take care of my little corner of this universe. And this universe of mine is Lindsay, California. And I just want to make sure that this part of the universe is okay. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to address the council tonight during public comment?
Good afternoon, Mayor, council members. My name's Irene Ramirez. I'm a vendor at the Lindsay City Market. And I just wanted to say thank you first for the great improvement on the streets. It's made a great deal. And also I would like to say thank you for everything that you've done for the improvements on the market. There's a great improvement. People are coming. People are going. It's a great atmosphere, and I think we've got it back. So I just want to say thank you. But first of all, thank you for the streets. I mean, they're so much nicer.
Good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you wish to... Now's the time. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. As you know, my name is Susanna Mora, and I just wanted to appear before you. We're at towards the end of our season, and we just wanted to thank everyone for all of your support, all of your guidance. I gave you a report. I didn't get any feedback, so I'm wondering if anybody has any questions.
Well, did you send in the report last week? Or
no, it was
ago?
A month ago.
A month ago. Okay.
Yeah, I gave it to Brett to forward to everyone.
No, I haven't received anything.
Been in our mailbox. Yes, yeah, so we haven't received.
That's too bad.
But he has been out of town the last week. You know, he's out of town tonight. So we'll look forward to seeing that.
Well, I'm a bit confused because I texted him today, and I asked him, and he said yes. He had forwarded it.
Well, I don't know. Somehow there was a glitch.
Okay.
When did you when did you give it to him? Did you email
the end
him?
Of, no. I brought it.
You brought it to him?
Yeah, I hand delivered it.
You brought it to him?
Okay.
September. I believe it was the last Friday in September.
I'll check on it.
Yeah, okay, I thought it was then. It wasn't. So yeah. We'll look forward to seeing that.
Okay. Well, we wanted to thank you for all of the input from everyone. We've enjoyed this market. And, you know, hopefully we can do a better market next year or this next coming season. We wanted to try and stay open longer, but we don't think that that's going to be a good idea. So we are looking to move the start date up to February if that's possible.
So when is your last date that you plan to be?
I believe it's going to be like the 22nd of November.
Before Black Friday, just because.
Just before Thanksgiving. All right.
Well, you guys can't compete.
Yeah. We wanted to keep it open, but then everybody started saying, well, if we go through Black Friday, we're going to have to close the night of Black Friday. And then people are going to be like, oh, did they close or something? So then the following Friday, people are going to come out, you know. And it's not worth it for the vendors. And like I've told her, the crowds get a little lower and lower.
Uh-huh.
So because it's a tradition every year to close it, you know.
Right,
so
we
just decided maybe the 15th or the 22nd, just depending on
the crowd. And then maybe open in February.
Right. And I did discuss with Brett today that we may be thinking about renegotiating the actual fees per month, and he said that's something that we can sit down and talk about. And once we get to that point, I will make a report and let everyone know what came of it.
Okay.
So again, we thank you. We really appreciate everything you've done for us.
22nd.
Oh, the 22nd.
Well, either or, you know, just because.
November 22nd. That's what you guys were looking at.
Yes.
Up until then, and then open up again back in February, correct?
Weather permitting.
Yeah,
weather permitting. Right.
This wind and these storms.
Yeah. So you guys would post all that, you know, on social media.
Yeah, I've been posting it and everything just on the page and all that.
Thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Anyone else wish to address the council under public comment? Seeing no one, we will close our public comment period and go to council reports. Council members will report on recent or upcoming events or committee meetings.
Councilmember Flores?
All right. Laura and I attended the Legal Cities annual conference along with Brett. This was such an informative conference with the breadth of ideas from wider sidewalks to prepare for the larger population of older Americans to several ideas and grant opportunities for infrastructure and water solutions. But I think the most important thing that we discussed were issues that other city council members came across, and it was to compare the difficulties with transparency throughout our individual governments and to attempt to ensure that individual cities make that their main priorities, because that is what makes our communities distrustful of our city council and city government. This is a really good example of what Susanna just stated, that you know, I don't want that to happen here again. It's so unacceptable. If things are provided to our interim city manager to give to us and we don't get it, and then he texts her that he did tell us, that's just a lie. And I just don't see anything good coming from that type of attitude or just a sense of anyone associated with being an interim city manager.
Thank you. I want to add to what Yolanda was saying, and, you know, for her to come out to see what came of what was sent to us and us not having it in front of us, or that it got to us or it didn't, whatever it may be. But, yeah, I think it's also, I mean, because she took time out of her way to come and see what, you know, what we were going to say regarding that, or if we had any questions regarding that. That was nice of her to come over here since she did not hear from us. So that's, I thank you for coming and letting us know. Other than that, I did go to the meeting, to the Lindsay Wellness Center Programming Committee, but I forgot my notes. So, Lauren, oh, thank you.
Okay, so here we go. So along with Yolanda, you know, I attended the California League of Cities Conference, which is really, really awesome. So if you haven't had a chance to attend, highly recommend it. I attended interesting sessions like Yolanda mentioned, and one of the things I came back with that I heard a lot was, you know, cities come back from dark times, mm-hmm. and I am hopeful, so I came back, you know, very hopeful that that's the way that we're going right now, and I appreciate the opportunity and want to thank everybody from council members and staff and our residents here and other stakeholders for continuing and believing in Lindsay, because we can only make this place better for everyone when we're all contributing in one way or another, whether we live here, we shop here, we do business here, whatever it is. So I'm very thankful for that. Some of the sessions that I attended that I found super interesting were the census. I've mentioned that before. Even though there are things going on in town with other organizations, I think it's imperative that as a city and as a council, we are more up to date with it. I don't feel like I am fully prepared to even answer a resident question on the census. I can refer them to places, but I don't feel like I have the appropriate information, and I think I should as a council member. So I want to see more information on that. Another interesting session was kindergarten to college. Yolanda mm-hmm. and I attended this session, and the city of San Francisco is working with their school district to where every child born in the city of San Francisco, they open up a college savings account for those children. And then the parents contribute money to it. The city is like the ultimate owner of these accounts, so there's sub-accounts for all the children. Parents contribute to them. Once the child graduates or is of age, they can decide how they want to spend the money towards their education. So I thought that was really awesome. Another one, an interesting title for the session was Debt, Taxes, and Other Unavoidables. So that's self-explanatory. And another one, like Yolanda mentioned, our aging population. That was another interesting session. I think that's something that, you know, as time goes by, we're going to see more need for other things, and I think that we need to start preparing. Now, I know that we have done some things, but we need to be better prepared. So that was a conference. And one of the things that we had an opportunity to discuss on our ride there and back was opportunities for council members to attend other conferences. I know it's tough for some of us that work full-time, but there's opportunities to go to national conferences if you belong to certain organizations. We talked about a budget to pay for membership to those organizations that end up sponsoring travel and hotel stay at different conferences, and one of them that I brought up because I've used them before is NALEO, which is an awesome organization that puts on different conferences throughout the year. On Saturday, I had the opportunity to attend the health fair here in at the city park, and Pam and I were both there. We gave the welcome, and it was just a nice opportunity to see our residents learn about new programs and resources that are offered locally and in the surrounding areas. And one of the things, one of the booths that really caught my attention was El Quinto Sol, which is our local one of our local nonprofits, but they were giving out information about rebates on electrical cars, which is like very awesome. I'm so interested in possibly purchasing one someday. I don't know when, but and like Rosanna mentioned, we attended the Wellness Programming Committee last night with the Lindsay Hospital board members. Although they haven't finalized the agreement, voted on it because they didn't have all the members present at their last meeting, Lisa was still able to provide some very, very nice updates, and we left feeling a lot better about what's going on at the Wellness Center and about the budget. She provided copies of the budget, and I know we were very pleased to see that. Some of the things going on at the Wellness Center are there's been a big agreement between the Lindsay Stars After School program and the Wellness Center, where they're providing swim lessons 3 days a week for 2 hours. Martial arts and yoga is also being offered at three different schools for an hour at a time. The district got the YES program grant. That means that the Stars After School program will be expanding their services in January, so that will provide more services to more learners beginning in January. So instead of 3 days a week, it'll be 5 days a week. Lisa's still working on finalizing a calendar of events for the entire year with all the different sports and activities, rec opportunities here in town. The only other thing is we will be recruiting for a member at large, as that is part of our agreement. So Lisa will be putting together a little flyer, posting it on social media, on the hospital board, at City Hall board. And our next meeting will be November 18th at 5:30 at the Wellness Center for anybody that's interested. And last, next week is Red Ribbon Week. The school district will be having a lot of different activities with the learners, from putting up red ribbons around the schools to participating in dress-up days, assemblies, and things of that nature. And this is all, you know, to take a stand against drugs and alcohol that can be deadly for children and just everyone in general. Right now, one of the big things that we're doing in the school district is presentations to 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and high schoolers about vaping, the awareness, to bring more awareness about vaping and the consequences. We've seen a lot of recent deaths, and we just want to make sure that our children are informed of what's out there and the consequences it may bring.
All right. Thank you. So TCAG meeting was held yesterday here in Lindsay. One of the big issues, I guess, talked about was the state withdrawing millions of dollars from the Highway 99 project in Tulare. And I guess they don't even know what they're putting it on, except some passenger rail project somewhere, which they haven't even identified. They're just trying to, like, build a pot of money by taking our money. So, anyway, our TCAG director is not just taking it lying down. So he's been in communication with everybody. Today and tomorrow he's in Sacramento talking with the governor's office and the Secretary of Transportation's office and stuff. And actually feels hopeful that it may be reinstated, because they really didn't do it right, and it's really not right how it's been done, and we'd already had started on the environmental on it and everything. So it's believed that there's a chance to reverse it. And I think that that if we get an opportunity to sign any letters of support, that we ought to do so.
So they took the monies already? You're saying that they took
the monies? Yeah, so the state said they're not going to, I mean, they allocated it at one time, and now they're, like, taking it back. Like, oh, no, wait, we want to use it for something else.
Sorry.
So it's a big deal.
And a lot of people are very unhappy about it. And it comes right when the governor was saying he wants to work more with the valley. And then his Secretary of Transportation decides that valley roads aren't important. So that was probably the big thing. Now, Laura might be interested, and we also had a little presentation on, I think they're called Mio cars. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Mio cars? Little electric cars, and they're growing. They have some in Tulare County. They've got a little station at the Self-Help is putting in charging stations with some of their apartment complexes, and you can just rent the car, like, for the day, and drive it around and then bring it back. And some of the people at TCAG have actually done that, and so you don't have to have a car. You can just rent this little car. And actually, it's not just, it's, I mean, they're like, they have a BMW that you can rent, and so they're not bad cars.
Yeah, Eddie Valero, one of the supervisors, had put out some of that information.
I think Eddie was one that had tried it.
Yeah.
So
maybe we should try it.
Maybe we should. I think, you know, Self-Help ought to put in one here in their next phase. Maybe. We'll see. And that's my report. So with that, we'll go to staff reports. Mike?
Thank you, Mayor. From Lisa in the Wellness Center, following up with some of the Vice Mayor's comments, Lindsay Unified School District Board is going to be visiting the Wellness Center during some of the program events there for the STARS program. She didn't give me a date yet, other than saying that during the yoga, martial arts, and swim lessons, the board will be visiting to see what that funding is doing for the learners of Lindsay. So that's something to look forward to. She has an open recruitment for a full-time and part-time Recreation 1 position. The details are on our website, and I believe it's open until filled, so there's no set date. Her attendance at the Health Walk on October 19th, last Saturday, over 200 participants, so that was good attendance there. She has fall league soccer going until mid-November, and then expects some adult field use coming up in a few weeks. So that's remaining active there. I want to touch on the census update for Vice Mayor, that there was a meeting today. The census organizing committee that's being spearheaded through TCAG, they're looking at mini grant applications. They have over 20 today that they were reviewing. So the process of trying to get the word out to different organizations and help fund how to get the word out is going through TCAG right now. So as far as information, I think it's still being developed and how to get it out as diverse as possible. So that's moving forward.
They are having, so the committee's had like half a dozen meetings, but are they always on Tuesday night? Because it seems like they're always conflicting with the council meetings.
I think for the most part, and as I recall, the report coming back was there's between 20 and 30 people attending these meetings. So I think there's a big group that's interested in getting the word out to try and get as accurate a count as possible. So the foundation work's being done for that word or release of information is out there.
Well, that's good. And I was just getting concerned because at the breakout session here, they've been planning for over a year already. And I was like, wait, what? Because, you know, we only have a couple months left until we get to 2020.
Right, exactly.
There has been a lot of outreach, though, at different people's events, fairs, and things like that. There's been a lot of outreach.
Yes, there has. So on the city services side, staying on electric vehicle subjects, I found out today that the phase one environmental for the property we're looking at purchasing for the transit center, which would be a location for electric vehicle charging or electric bus charging. The phase one environmental should be done at the end of this week, first of next week, and the preliminary word, it looks good. So there's nothing that would hold up the purchase of the property. So then we can move forward with funding that we've already acquired to acquire that property and move forward with the transit center. Utility systems, the big issue now is well 14. We actually did the bacteria testing today. Hopefully in the next few days we'll find out if it's ready to go back online. Water system's been reduced because of demand, and so while we don't need it now, it allows us to move to well 15 to do improvements there that we did on well 14. I have a water conservation update. This will be included in an email that goes out to all the council members. I've got a lot of numbers here on city services items that will go out by the end of this week, I believe. But other items of note that we submitted a grant application to Caltrans. The title is Sustainable Transportation Planning and Sustainable Communities Application. The application was titled West Hermosa Street Corridor and Neighborhood Enhancement Plan. The application amount was for just over $230,000. What it's going to look at is the connection between Highway 65 and Sweetbriar Avenue. So we have increased population, increased learner population, increased traffic. It's just how all of these uses can fit in that corridor. One of the biggest complaints we've heard over the last few years is, I can get into the shopping center, I can't get out. Or, I can't get into the shopping center. And so we're going to look at a complete streets plan from the highway to Sweetbriar, provided we get the funding for this, and look at how to increase safety for pedestrians, safety for everybody that doesn't use a car, essentially. We are working with a local government commission. They are based in Sacramento. They helped us with the grant application, and they'll help us if the application is funded with public outreach. So we won't find out until spring 2020 if we get awarded or not. But that was submitted 2 weeks ago. And we found out late yesterday, that we will be getting a site visit for our Proposition 68 statewide park development and community revitalization program grant application.
Okay.
So that looks at Kaku Park in the Olive Bowl as a $3.5 million application. So I want to say we made the first cut. So the second is the site visit, even though the guidelines strictly say the site visit doesn't have anything to do with this. We're just going to come and talk to you, ask questions about your application, dive a little bit deeper into what you're looking for, and then they'll go back to Sacramento and go for the next cut. So that's exciting news there. On the building side, Dollar General and Valley Pure both submitted their plans last week. And so Valley Pure is significantly smaller in scope and size, so we expect that to move pretty quick. Dollar General has one item on tonight's council agenda, but the building plans, I think, will go pretty quick. We expect to have the permit ready for release in a couple of weeks. So upcoming events, November 2nd, next Saturday is the Rib Cook-Off downtown. And I think they have a mini car show as well. And then November 11th, that's a Monday, the city is closed for the Veterans Holiday. And then the city is also closed November 28th and 29th for Thanksgiving Holiday. And then I have a building report and some maintenance update numbers that I'll send to you guys. With that, I'd be happy to answer the questions.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions for Mike at this time?
No, thank you.
Some good news in there.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Yes.
Pardon me for interjecting, just for the Friday night market folks that are still here and the council. You received an update on September 27th from Brett in your email about the report. And it says the attached report. I have a different copy of that email, I think. He didn't attach me with you guys. And I don't see the attachment, so it's possible that there's no attachment, and that's the problem. But
okay.
September 27th. If you want to check that.
Okay. 22nd or 7th?
27th.
7th. All right. Thank you. Check on that. All right. With that, our next item is our consent calendar. We have four items on consent. Unless someone wishes to have an item pulled, we have minutes from October 8th, warrant list for October 1st through the 14th, a temporary use permit for Rib Cook-Off, and a temporary use permit for alley closure to... at the Orange, I presume, to support Rib Cook-Off. So, with that, what action would council like to take?
Move for approval.
Second.
Been moved by Cortez and seconded by Flores. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. All right. Our next item is our public hearing for the refuse rate changes and addition of organic rates to the fee schedule. Resolution 1956, and this will be presented by Mike Camarena.
Thank you, Mary Kimball. As identified in the council agenda, this is the notice public hearing. All of the refuse accounts were mailed, not only the executive report, but also the ballot required to submit in the protest process. Two things driving this predominantly. Number one, rates that were set in 2014 when Mid Valley was entered into the contract with the city. And then more importantly, the state mandated organics recycling. And we have no fee to set, to collect for organics recycling. We have, notes here, approximately 70 accounts inside the city limits that would qualify for organics recycling. But we have no way to collect on a specific organic collection. And so we have to charge them a standard fee. For reporting purposes, Mid Valley is charged as part of their contract with collecting and reporting what's diverted. And so this is one thing that's driving this rate process tonight. And I think with that, we can move forward. We did have all the notices at the time of mailing, there were 2,719 accounts that were mailed, the ballot and the executive report. And so, the expectation is 50% plus one. We would have to achieve 1,361 protest votes for the proposed rate increase to fit. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mike at this time?
On that, can't we use that for, like, composting?
The answer is no. There's some protein components identified in organic recycling. I don't think it mixes well with the green waste that is predominantly used as a composting mixture.
Okay. Any other questions? Nope. All right. So this is a public hearing. We are accepting protest votes until I close the public hearing tonight. So if anyone wishes to offer protest, they may do so at this time. But basically, you need to, if you have not submitted a form, a written form must be submitted, and we have them on the table off to the side here. So if anyone here tonight is making protest, they need to fill out the form, and they're also welcome to speak to us at the podium.
Madam Mayor, please write on that and then take the podium.
Right, and you don't need to take the podium. Really, we're just counting the protest votes.
And it's a property owner, right?
This month. Right, and you need to be one who receives a city bill. Okay, so the form is to get your address and make sure that you're actually receiving the city bill. Okay. So then, seeing no one coming forward, we will close the hearing at this time. Do a count.
So as of this afternoon, we had 14 official protest ballots submitted.
Okay. That's like 0.02%.
Which is significantly less than the 1,361.
All right. So with that, then, I would entertain a motion to adopt the revised fee rates and add organics to the fee schedule as mandated by the state. If anyone wishes to make that motion.
And you said that the fee was going to be determined at a later date?
No, the proposed fee is identified
in
the report, and at least it was on page 8 that identified what the November 1, 2019 rate would be, and then for the next 4 years, the CPI, there would be an increase based on the CPI, not to exceed 5%.
I think it's.
I think it's page 3.
Is it here? Well, that's the one in Spanish, but. Page 6 shows our comparison with other communities.
That's page 20.
Page 8 has it, but it's in Spanish.
So that, so, pre, so our present rate is 1835. Is that correct, Mike?
If you, well, page 30 of the agenda, or page 8 of the report, shows current rate for residential automated service 2268, and then the proposed rate would be 2503.
Okay, is there organic in addition to?
Yeah, if you look at the if you look at the bottom, there was a new fee schedule.
Sorry, sorry to interrupt, but I have a question. Would we need a separate bin too for the
So he can't answer your question, but maybe Mid Valley can if you want to talk with him at some point in time.
Okay.
Well, the organic fee schedule, that's just for the 70 or so accounts that would
The organic fee schedule would be any qualifying account. But right now we have up to 70. So we have, if there's a new restaurant or another business that met the threshold of organic recycling, they'd be required to do it. That'd be similar to multi-family recycling. If you meet a certain threshold, you're required to be doing recycling at apartment complexes or units of four or more. So I will report, though, that Lindsay Unified School District, while they're not an account holder of the City of Lindsay, is participating in organic recycling. Mm-hmm. So every school site except one, which is going to be transitioning, I think the first of next year, in Washington School, is participating in organic recycling.
And so what they do is they take all the food that's left over on their tray and separate, and they put the trays in one, the milk carton in another one, the trash in another. They have like 10 trash cans lined up. It's complicated.
Yeah, it's a little complicated.
So you're saying the 2504 would be added onto the bill?
No, that's a new.
No.
So on page 20 of your agenda shows organic recycling and miscellaneous fees and roll drop off all as new fees, which organic is a state mandate. But then looking at a fee schedule that we did not include, for example, locking fee lid, push pull charge. Extra pickup per cubic yard, and then roll-offs. If you have a big construction project, there was no set fee for Mid Valley to be providing a roll-off.
Okay. So these actually will be for restaurants, larger buildings?
Yeah, I call it qualifying accounts. You know, what is that? Anyone that's collecting food waste, essentially. Schools were a prime example simply because of their lunch, breakfast, and lunch programs. Restaurants are the second highest potential organic recycling. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is not for residential.
No, it is. It's across the board. It's also
it is.
Well, the organics is for the bigger accounts, but there's a small increase for residential, like a couple dollars.
$236, to be exact. Yes.
Okay.
Which we haven't had an increase in a long time.
Ooh. It was in Sunset Waste.
Yeah.
So about 2009.
But yeah, our contract prices are going up too.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of Mid Valley providing the service all goes up.
Yeah.
If you look at the amount of trucks that they have in town every day.
Yeah, so wage alone.
Cost of service goes up. Cost of manpower goes up.
So every year is going to be different, right? Because this is increase no more than 5%. So it 5%. Could be 2%, or it is up to 5%. It will be 5%.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed.
Potentially.
It could be less.
Okay, it's actually based on the
CPI. Consumer price index.
Consumer price index.
More like the COLA.
In my 28 years here, the highest CPI increase I've seen in the past has been 4.1%. Typically, we run between 2 and 3, but we have no control over what the CPI index is. Mm-hmm.
And that's for 5 years only, right?
Well, it's the first year set. You can see what the first year is, and then the next four are the variable not to the CPI.
So we need a motion?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why do we need a motion if it was provoked? Like, why do we have to do it?
Well, we thought we'd have a resolution with it just to memorialize the.
I mean, we basically already decided on it.
I mean, even if we say no,
it's
not like, oh, okay. It's not,
So I mean, there wasn't a protest to knock it out, but this was a way of memorializing it in the meeting effectively. It was just having a resolution.
We had already agreed to move forward with it now.
Right. So we're just now we're adopting. So
unless we had a whole bunch of people that no.
So it's not really to approve, it's to adopt it. Mm-hmm. So we can just go ahead and get it on the books.
So I move for approval.
For adoption.
Or whatever. For adoption of Resolution 1956. Record rate changes. What am I supposed to write something?
Okay, it's been moved by Cortez. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Flores. Thank you. Would the clerk please take roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez?
Aye.
Councilmember Flores?
Aye.
Councilmember Sanchez?
Aye.
Mayor Kimball?
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. We will now go to item 5. Where we get to accept something. Resolution 1957, acceptance of dedication of real property, Dollar General, presented by Mike Camarena.
Thank you, Mayor Kimball. I'd like to recognize tonight, too, John Shields from Embryhood, representing the developers. Tonight, Embry Group is requesting that the city accept dedication of approximately 150 feet by 24 feet. Just want to reference an exhibit on page 45 of your council packet. And this is located at 120 East Hermosa Street. The dedication was required as part of the proposed development at 120 East Hermosa Street. The dedication area will be improved as part of the commercial development that we constructed at this location. And the area, once completed, will create a large public space that will enhance the downtown area. So, with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mike. So just remembering way back when this was first brought forward, I think Rosanna was here.
Yeah, I was.
And the idea was we wouldn't have that parking lot just right in our face at that corner, but we push it back and we have a few trees and a little public space to just make that intersection with the roundabout a little safer and more attractive. Mm-hmm. Great, and now they're here ready to dedicate that land. So
why is it taking so long?
I'm sorry, but it's been like years that I'm like,
you don't remember the lawsuits?
Okay. Oh, is that what you're saying? I thought that was over already.
Beyond the settlement of the lawsuit, unfortunately there was some death in property owners' families, that really not only delayed the process, but made acquisition of property really challenging. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, really close to being able to start this process.
Let's get it done.
So we have an entertain a motion to approve Resolution 1957.
To move for approval.
Moved by Cortez?
Yes. Don't you have to read everything?
I second then if that's the case.
Second by Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Could with clerk please take roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Aye.
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Mayor Hindle.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We're going to get a Dollar General. That's amazing. Okay.
No, I don't have to go to Farmer's Donut. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Oh, man. Okay. Item six, any future agenda items? Seeing none. Motion to adjourn. So moved.
I second it.
Yeah, I'll second it. I meant to say that I was excited.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming out tonight.